Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Okay, your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Okay, does anyone
Great.
in the household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. All right, sir, does anyone in your household, you said no, right? Okay, and are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yep.
All right, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, so in the November 2020 general election, for whom did you vote, for President Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden.
Biden, all right, thank you. And okay, just for qualification purposes for this survey, what is your age?
40.
All right, thank you. Okay, just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race?
I'm Caucasian, white, not Hispanic.
Caucasian, okay. All right, thank you. Okay, and then please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this upcoming presidential congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, okay, where 0 means that you are not all motivated to vote this year and 10 means that you're extremely motivated, but you may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. All right, so in thinking about that direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction the country's headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. I have very satisfied or just satisfied? Or
satisfied.
Dissatisfied. Okay, just satisfied.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'll approve.
Would that be strongly approve or just somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, all right. And do you approve or disapprove the way Democrats in U.S. Congress are handling their jobs?
Approve.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Just one, okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, the president and Congress to be focused on. For each, I want you to rate me on a scale from 0 to 10. How important of an issue is for you to have them focused on, okay? Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one will be banning assault weapons.
Six.
About six, okay. Addressing immigration and border security.
Separate piece, but six.
Six, okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy.
Eight.
Protecting our personal data online from foreign countries.
Six.
Banning TikTok.
Two.
Two. Okay. Improving K through 12 education.
Seven.
Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Six.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Eight.
Okay, and combating climate change and protecting the environment.
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and then do you believe the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on the issues that are important to you? Yes or no?
Yeah, I'm not sure how to answer that question because you bring president and Congress together. So, I mean, Congress, Republican-led House, hell no. you know, Senate not doing much, President doing some things. I don't know how you group that all together. One's on one spectrum and one's on the other spectrum.
Okay, because I mean, just if you believe, you know, that the President and Congress are spending their time and energy on issues that are important to you.
You're going to group them together, logical answer on the question will have to be no then.
Okay, no problem, sir. We'll move to the next one. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number between 0 and 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, please say so, okay? The first one will be Cory Booker. From 0 to 100?
70.
X, formerly known as Twitter?
10.
Donald Trump?
0.
0? Okay. Democrats in Congress?
60.
Charlemagne the God.
45.
45, okay. Republicans in Congress.
10.
10. Cornel West.
50.
YouTube
or YouTube the band?
No, YouTube.
YouTube.
70. 70. And Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg? 40.
40. Joe Biden.
70.
And TikTok.
20.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? Or are
Biden.
You still undecided?
No, Biden.
Biden, okay? Joe Biden. All right, sir, and generally speaking, what makes you support Joe Biden for president? Just in a few words. Or in a sentence.
Actually, sure. Effective legislator.
What was that?
Effective legislator.
Okay. Effective. Okay. Effective legislator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me fix that. All right, sir. And changing gears now, we want to ask you a couple questions about tech issues that, you know, have been in the media recently. Generally speaking, how much would you say you understand and know about artificial intelligence or AI? A great deal, a fair amount? Not much or nothing at all.
Compared to the people that make it or compared to the general populace?
Just you. I mean, how much do you understand, you know?
What was underneath a great deal? Somewhat?
Great deal, a fair amount, not too much,
fair.
Or nothing at all. Fair amount.
Fair amount.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that artificial intelligence or AI is going to be more of a benefit to humanity and our society or more of a threat?
More benefit.
So would that be much more of a benefit or just somewhat more of a benefit?
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more, okay. All right, sir, and which of the following is closer to your view? Tech companies should be more regulated than they currently are. tech companies should be less regulated than currently are, or the current level of regulation of tech companies is about right?
More regulated.
Should be more regulated, okay. All right, so in thinking about the potential use of, you know, and misuse of your personal data online, which of the following do you feel is the biggest threat to your personal data, privacy, and security? Foreign tech companies, North Korea, big U.S. tech companies, Russia, law enforcement, China, or the U.S. government?
Big U.S. companies.
Big U.S. tech companies, okay. All right, so now switching gears a bit, how often do you use each of the following social media platforms, if at all? TikTok, would that be multiple times a day, about once a day, multiple times a week, multiple times a month, about once a month, or less than once a month, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay, what about Facebook?
Multiple times a week.
Multiple times a week. Okay, what about YouTube?
YouTube, daily.
Yes. Would that be about once a day?
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. Okay. What about X, formerly Twitter?
Not at all.
Not at all. Okay. And Instagram?
Not at all.
Not at all. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. Okay. I have a couple more minutes and we should be done. I really appreciate your time. Okay. And help. Okay, now I'm going to read you a few statements about different social media companies. For each, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with that statement, okay? The first one says X or Twitter keeps its users' data secure. Would you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, okay. Meta keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
Okay, X or Twitter plays a positive role in society.
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Okay, TikTok keeps its users' data secure.
Somewhat disagree.
TikTok plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
And Meta plays a positive role in society.
Somewhat disagree.
I want to disagree. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And have you recently seen, read, or heard about Congress passing a bill, you know, to ban TikTok and the president, you know, president signing into a law? Yes, a lot. Yes, a little, or not heard?
Yes, I heard of it.
A lot or just a little bit?
Yeah, I heard a lot of it. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Next, I'd like to ask you about, you know, the law Congress recently passed into, and President Biden signing into law, which will ban TikTok from the U.S. if, you know, if its parent company doesn't divest from or sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Generally speaking, do you support or oppose this law?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support, okay. And in generally speaking, would you say you are more or less likely to vote for a candidate who voted to ban TikTok from the U.S.? Be much more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote for, somewhat more likely to vote against, or much more likely to vote against?
I need a fifth option right in the middle because I wouldn't affect my decision either way.
So would make no difference to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, sir. And what do you think was Congress' primary motivation behind banning TikTok? They want to stop the spread of propaganda and fake news on TikTok. They are concerned that China could use TikTok to spy on us. They are playing politics. They think TikTok is a bad influence on children and teens. They are trying to silence certain voices they don't like or agree with. They want to protect us citizens' data security. They are trying to help their rich special interest friends and donors. They have big influence by big tech lobbyists who work, you know, for TikTok's competitors.
Which one?
The spy one.
China
could be a spy. Okay, that one. All right, sir, and generally speaking, which of the following sources do you get most of your news or information about what's going on in your community? You can select all that apply, okay? Would that be local TV news, national evening news like TV news such as ABC, CBS, or NBC, YouTube, news aggregators such as Apple News, Google News, or Flipboard, print newspapers or magazines, news websites or apps, cable TV such as CNN, Fox News, and MSNBC, music and entertainment sites, talk or radio or news radio, social media such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram, or none of the above?
Local, national, cable, and I don't know where you want to put Reddit, if you want to put Reddit as a news aggregator.
What about news aggregators such as Apple News, Google?
Reddit. I guess you would put that in that.
What about newspapers or magazine?
I mean, you know, through Reddit. So, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
As well.
What about talk or news radio?
No.
Okay, so no social media, right, such as Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. What about cable TV news, such as CNN, Fox, or News?
Yeah.
Or MS, that one, all right? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Bachelor's
degree, okay. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay. All right, so do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, with this, this concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and your help with this survey. So I really thank you for your time. Bye-bye.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.